the forestry.
Oh yes, because there was the Sir William's Hill.
Yeah, because they took all the
Those trees, and in fact, where our house is now,
yeah, that's right,
it was the sawmill, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Someone showed us some photographs of it as a sawmill, and he promised us that he would send us some copies, but we never have had them, which is a shame. But
Then of course the New Zealand soldiers that ran the sawmill, they lived up at Langridge House.
Right.
Yeah, they had knitting huts in the
ground. In the grounds, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Gosh.
So that was Nigel's father then. Yeah.
Yes. That would be.
Mm.
So it's always been mainly cows, dairy cows initially, was it?
Yeah.
So your dad...
Rode up until my brother died, you know.
And right.
Then Philip decided he couldn't manage the milking that twice a day on his own.
No.
So he sold the milking herd and then gradually grew this one up as he's got it now, my brother he was never in very good health, but he went into hospital what is the QA now, and they said he'd need a heart monitor put in, you know, and he had it done. I rang up first thing in the morning to ask who he was, and this man, whoever it was, whether it was a male nurse who he was, said, "Oh yes, he's all right. He's had a cup of tea, you know." So I said, "Oh, all right. Tell him I'll be down later to see him." Next thing I knew, they rang up and said he was dead.
Oh, what a shock.
And we went down and I said, but somebody said he was sat up drinking tea. And they said, no, he's been very ill. You know.
Oh, gosh, that must have been such a shock.
Yeah, he was only in his 70s, you know. And then, of course, Jim, my elder brother, he lived down at North Strood, you know, with Millie here and his wife. And he was, I was in his 80s when he died, you know.
So, right. Yeah. So Philip suddenly had it all to do on his own.
As he said, really, they just made him a partner. So there was no fuss or anything. It doesn't automatically come to Philip.
Yeah, except all the work as well.
And he said, he feels, you know, that sometimes that... he just dropped into it, sort of thing.
Yes.
He wasn't really, you know, sort of... he only just came down to help out, you know, and he stopped here.
Yeah. So when did you move back here from Oxford?
Philip came down in the early 70s, and I came down afterwards. And
right.
I was living in Kidlington then.
Oh, so, right, yes. I know. Yes.
And Mum was still alive then, so I used to look after her, you know.
Oh, right, yes. She lived over in North Strood Lane.
No, she was in this farmhouse.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right, your mum, yes.
Gladys used to come down and see that they were all right, you know. Mm. But then... when Philip moved down there, decided I might as well come down as well. You know? So I lived in the farmhouse there for a while until I had this bungalow built.
Right.
So I've moved about a little
bit. Yes, you have, Josh, you have.
Yeah.
Right, so how old was Philip then when he had the whole farm to suddenly look after?
He's
quite young, presumably.
Yes, he was. I'll try I'm no good at dates, so I can't remember Bill died. But he was, Bill was 4 years younger than me, so, you know, and he was in his 70s, so Philip was, 34 when I had Philip. Was he? He was born, Cliff was 1950, Philip was 1957.
Right. Yeah, so. Gosh. Mm. Yeah, so he's 10 years younger than me. I was born in 1947.
Were you?
Yes. Yeah. 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 And, yeah, so, oh my goodness. And then he got rid of the dairy cattle then when he was just on his own.
Yes. He didn't want to get rid of them, really. You know, but as he said, he had to sort of work the way that he could.
To do all that himself.
Yeah. Lambert's bought one or two of the milking cows. Went out there and there was an old blue one. And she lived for ages. And,
really?
Yeah. And Nick used to say, we've still got Bluey. But eventually she got too old. Yeah, so that was it.
But I bet you've seen a lot of changes. I mean, although you had the break living in Oxford, when you think back to when you were born in Ramsdean, Josh, I bet there's a lot of changes happened in that time. But I guess compared with lots of parts of the country, similarly, there's still lots the same. I mean, there's still very similar amount of farming land, isn't there?
Yes.
That hasn't changed much, has it?
Oh, no, it hasn't. No. Dear.
You know, it hasn't got built up or
anything. Still laughs. They've altered their farming like Philip has. They had milking caves and they've gone, you know.
Yes, I remember when we first moved here, they still had a milking herd.
So
that was quite recent, really.
So,
but Philip's never done any arable farming?
No. He worked on a farm before he came here at, in Oxford, what was it called? I can't remember the names of the villages around Kiddington now.
Well, you've got a fantastic memory, I tell you, much better than mine. The grass is so good here, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it's ideal for the beef cattle.
He sort of worked hard to get it all going, you know, keep it going. Sometimes he gets fed up. I say to him, Philip, if you feel you've had enough, just sell up. Because I said, it's your life, but it won't make any difference to me. But you do what you want to. I don't want to give up. Oh, well, all right.
No, because he's got a lot to look after, because there's the North Strood land, isn't there? Down there as well. He goes backwards and forwards, I see. You know, I quite often, I sometimes walk, well, not this time of the year, but in the summer, you know, I walk over Ham Lane and down North Strood Lane and walk down there. And quite often, Philip goes past and waves, you know. But, he does, he works hard.
He's just inherited a cat.
Has he? What, it just turned up on
got
the...
this cat.
Oh, right.
She rang him up and said, would you like, I've got a cat for you. And he said, I didn't say I wanted a cat. And she said, well, this lady was desperate to find a home for it because it had been used to the country and they just moved to Basingstoke. And she didn't think the cat would settle down. So she saw it on the online or something. So she went up to Basingstoke and got this cat.
Oh, my goodness.
So she said, "Have I thought you'd like it?" And he said, "Well, seeing that you've got it for me, I'd better have it." So he went and got the cat from Jane's place, and he said it settled him well, and it does like the countryside, you know. But he said, and she rang up, she said, "I do miss that cat." So he said, "Would you want it back?" "No, no." "There's no pleasing you."
That's lovely. I think we'll...
But,